sounds good. Now, if that little tune doesn't put a smile on your face, I don't know what would. That just sounds so good. That's a easy listening Saturday morning beat. I love it. Good morning, y'all. Welcome to Rosie on the House. So we made you cry, tears of patriotic joy at 7 o'clock. We made you hungry at 8 o'clock. We're talking HOAs here in the 9 o'clock hour. But it is an open line show. You do call in. Today's a little bit different with a new number, 602-277-5827. We've got some little telephone demons working on our toll-free number. We'll get that fixed first part of next week. But today, you call 602-277-5827.
Before you go to our phones.
Yeah, Rich.
Tom called from Tucson.
Yes.
And he said, Jennifer, I live in an HOA, and I'm the president, and I'm the only one in it. And he said he lives on a...
That's my HOA, Tom.
That's what I said, too. He has a long driveway, and at the end of the driveway is a nice little house, two horses, and his front porch where he likes to sit and drink his coffee.
So oh.
That sounds like my kind of place, too.
His monthly meetings must be real interesting, me, myself, and I.
You know, they're very concise. There's a lot of advantages to being dictator. That's, you know, you're the president of the HOA, and you're the only member in the HOA. Dictator is nice.
I mean, I get why they exist, and I think for a lot of people, they provide value. I just can't imagine. We've got enough rules day in and day out we have to follow that you would move into a home you spent money on just to have more rules enforced on you. I cannot fathom that.
The great majority of the rules the HOA imposes on you are just common courtesy rules.
I know, but
they
don't need a rule.
They don't say
for
you
common
have to,
courtesy. I got enough courtesy.
They don't say you have to stand on your head in the front yard for an hour every Sunday morning. They say you have to mow your lawn. You have to keep the weeds controlled. You can't plant uncertified plants. But that just turns you sideways, huh?
Or medicinal plants too.
I'm paying for this house. I'll get to it when I'm good and ready to get to it.
Let's bring Rich into the conversation, who's calling from Gilbert. It is a call-in talk show, 602-277-5827. Let's see if we can help you like I'm going to try and help Rich. Good morning, Rich.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
You bet.
So I'm looking at AC replacements. I got two split units, I guess, 2.5 ton and a 3.5 ton.
Okay.
Had a couple bids. One of them from one of your recommended train installers, and another from just another local company that I found doing all my AC research.
Okay.
And so the bids I'm getting are 14 SEER bottom, you know, the basic, no rebates from anybody, a 16 SEER single stage stuff for a little bit more, but you get a little rebate from SRP.
Right.
And then I've got two bids from both companies, both for train, and if they're, you know, selling you the 17 SEER dual stage compressor with the one of them is a variable speed furnace, one of them is just a two stage furnace with a four speed motor.
Right.
So it's kind of confusing unless you really get model numbers and compare them, which I did. And I don't know, you know, at what price point, you know, do you go and just buy the best 17 SEER, you know, because we're talking prices from like $11,300 for the basic 14 SEER stuff to, you know, $15,800 with an SRP rebate when you go, you know, top of the line 17 or 18 SEERs, whatever it is.
And Rich, you're talking roughly 8 tons of air conditioning in two split units, right?
Yeah, it would be 7 with the multi-speed stuff. They said they have to bump it up in round numbers, so it goes to 3 and a 4.
Okay.
And then the regular stuff is, you know, 2.5 and a 3.5 split unit.
And what vintage is your house?
It's 2001.
Okay.
Original Goodman units. Never had a problem with any of them, but they're just pushing it, you know.
And it's an all-electric home?
No, I have gas furnaces, gas for the furnace and hot water, and that's it.
Okay. Well, Rich, if I were you, I would look long and hard at the variable speed as opposed to the two-speed. You're going to be operating at absolute max efficiency. I think that train unit in the variable speed has the equivalent of about 1,000 different gears. So you can it can work as hard.
I know, or it's over 800.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot of gears. So it decides how hard it needs to work to satisfy your thermostat. But I will tell you this. One of the ways that you might save a little money is they're asking you to step up a little bit in tonnage. Boy, I'd look at that really long and hard. You step up to a 16 SEER variable speed in a home that was built in 2001. I'm telling you, you could probably step down, and you're going to spend less on the equipment, and you're going to spend less on cooling your house. Now, you take these 16 SEER split systems that are gas furnaced, and you super cool with it, you're going to be able to be under 10 cents a kilowatt in the middle of the summer. Well, for that, I'd spend a little bit extra on the variable speed, but I'd push hard and make them convince me I have to upsize. I would downsize.